right back to it now. I'm glad you're here with us as we work our way through the week. So many important things to talk about. My next guest, George Landreth, president of Frontiers of Freedom. That's FF.org. Frontiers of Freedom is an educational institute whose mission is to promote the principles of individual freedom, peace for strength, limited government, free enterprise, free markets, and traditional American values as found in the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. What I'm saying is he's up against it every single day. The topic today, George, first of all, thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate it.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Companies like Boeing. Man, Boeing is one of the premier companies in America, and the doors are falling off. The wheels are literally falling off its jets on takeoff. People inside the plant say they wouldn't fly in these jets. I've seen undercover videos that I wouldn't fly in this thing. I don't like the way they're put together. What in the world's going on?
Well, I think, one or two of these things might be real issues. But an example would be, I'll give an example of something that I think is pretty clearly not a real issue. A 20-year plane takes off and a wheel falls off and we blame Boeing. So I guess that means if my 20-year automobile overheats, I can blame Ford or GM for that, right? It's as opposed to maybe me and I never replaced any hoses or things. Maintenance is an important part of this. And that's clearly a maintenance issue, okay? But
right.
But I think when the door popped out in mid-flight, that's obviously a problem, particularly because I don't think it was a 20-year-old plane. So I think, but the real issue is when Boeing produces literally tens of thousands of airplanes, and we hear of one incident that was something that might have been a manufacturing lapse or somewhere along the line, that the question then is, what are they going to do to fix it, and how are they going to fix it? And I think that's the really important thing, because to be blunt, I think we all need to pull for Boeing, because it's an important
part of our Boeing's an important corporation. We do need to pull for Boeing, no question about it. I think what you're saying here a little bit, George, is that maybe Boeing's getting, you know, beaten up more than they should. I mean, because the wind, you know, look. We talked about if you're sitting in that seat and the door comes off the plane, be glad you got your seatbelt on. That's an exciting place to be sitting until you land, that's for sure. But maybe it gets more attention than it should, because you're right. Tens of thousands of Boeing jets in service right now. But we did hear about the 737 MAX and the problems that they'd had and readdressing
well,
it. So it's like a piling on thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's another interesting thing, though, because the 37 MAX, there were two accidents in the entire world. And they're both from third world countries where the pilots didn't even have enough training that in the U.S. or Europe, they would have qualified just as a private pilot. And I saw a program that involved, I think it's called the Flight Safety Detectives. They they're experts in flight safety. And that's one of the things they pointed out. And I remember at the time, I mentally did the math and said, wait a minute. There have been tens of thousands of 737 MAXs flying in the U.S. and in Europe, and they've never had a single incident, but two in the third world. What's the common denominator here? Pilot error. So my point, I guess, is the door blowing out is one that it's interesting, because if you look, Boeing's taking it very seriously. They've brought on a former Navy nuclear propulsion program admiral. And you can imagine on a nuclear submarine, there are very low tolerances for problems. You know, if there's a problem on a nuclear submarine, like a leak or any of those kinds of problems, you're going to notice right away. It's going to be a big deal. So he's somebody who's going to care about the details. He's been brought on to scrutinize every step of this process to make sure that no doors in the future ever have the same problem, or that they can catch other problems beforehand. And I think that's very fair to ask them and expect they do that. What's, I think, encouraging is that's what they're working on. But I do think that the broad mainstream media is now just every time there's a plane problem, it's Boeing's fault. And that's true in the case of like I said, a 20-year-old wheel falls off a plane. And I think basically airlines have to take some blame for, are they cutting corners on their maintenance? Because there's no plane that can be built that can be unmaintained for 20 years.
Yeah, maintenance and qualified pilots. Those are two important things you point out. Look, Boeing, it's part of the fabric of America. It really is. Boeing is an important part of who we are. It is a huge corporation that is, we should be proud of Boeing for all that they've built and done, and the millions and millions of people that have been transported around this globe because of that company, right?
Yeah. Well, also the national security perspectives of things that they've done, not just recently, and which, of course, matters a lot, because I guess kind of what have you done for me lately is, of course, but one could argue we won World War II largely because of many of the activities and the production that Boeing put into the war effort. And so I think it's a quintessential American company, and I'm a believer in what they do, but I also understand they're humans. And so when you have tens of thousands of humans working for you, you're going to have a couple mistakes here and there. But the question is, how do you respond? What do you do about them? And what I see going on there is really a good sign of strong leadership, making sure that they figure exactly what went wrong in the process. Because I don't think it was a design problem. I just think somebody didn't tighten down a bolt enough or something like that. There was just a lapse in a very complex process of manufacturing, and they've got to make sure that lapse never happens again.
George Landreth, President of Frontiers of Freedom. You can find out more at ff.org, ff.org. George, thank you for being here. Great points you made. Good defense of the company. Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Greatly appreciate it. Good having you here. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Michigan made for 75 years. WolverineWaterSystems.com. If you want the best water of your life and you live anywhere in the state of Michigan, Wolverine Water is your go-to. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Plus that reverse osmosis drinking water system that I have in our house. Best thing we ever did, Ivy and I. Get a hold of WolverineWaterSystems.com. Tell my good friend Paul Mahaney I sent you over. He'll get a big smile on his face. Guarantee it. And you get the best system of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Sports after the break. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.